All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. A Hays Center Public Schools Board of Education regular meeting on December 14th at 7 p.m. Roll call.
Aaron.
Here.
Toby.
Here.
Vicki.
Here.
Dexter.
Here.
Marion.
Here.
Andrea, present.
Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thanks for coming, everybody. Of course, on the wall over here, we got the Nebraska Open Meetings Act law poster. And moving on to the adoption of agenda. So I'd move to adopt the agenda as presented.
Second.
Aaron moves to adopt the agenda as presented. Dexter seconds. Aaron.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Marion.
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Dexter.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Audience communications, we've got several thank yous here for the Thanksgiving hams and turkeys, and then also the Christmas dinner. There's enough of them here. I don't think I'm going to go through all of them individually, but I can pass them around if you guys want to look at them. More than welcome to, but there's, like I said, very well received, so I think it's a good thing for everybody. Moving on the services report, you see there we've got bus sales reported. Is there any comments on that other than?
No, Jeannie worked hard on it. She had the first couple of visitors, kind of, or bidders, backed out, so but we got stuck around $6,000, a little plus. Good return. I was afraid it was going to be closer to nothing. But it was very, very well received. Good deal.
Marion, do you want to give just a real quick update on negotiations?
Well, we've had a meeting just before this meeting, and the teachers kind of gave us a starting point, some things they'd like to see. We are going to meet again January 4th with them, and they're going to come back with an array that they'd like to see. And hopefully we'll have our glitches fixed in the program by then, and we can have a little better figures to work with for a comparability study.
Okay.
I got one more thing, just thinking okay. About it. I visited with Marcia down at the state convention, too, and there's so much that we learned down there, I think. And I don't want to take up maybe this meeting to go over it, but I'm thinking when I visited with her, she thought it would be a good idea to maybe do a board retreat or work session type thing. She's already going to be out this way around the 26th of January for the meeting with North Platte, I believe. So she wondered if that would work for us. If not, she'd be willing to look at a different date, but that was one that she knew where she was going to be out here. And we could look at some goal setting. One of the sessions I went to discussed that after you do your superintendent evaluation, that it might be a good thing to do a board self-evaluation. And so that might be a good time to look at doing that also. And then she can help us decipher, you know, where we need to go. Doesn't work.
What was the date one more time?
26th.
that's too far out of my calendar to know for sure, but if we get done with the holidays, send an email, maybe figure something out.
So,
what day of the week is that?
Is it Tuesday?
Because that board thing in North Platte's on
is
Wednesday, right?
Yeah, and I think that's why she's here, so that would work for her.
Okay.
But
maybe worth a shot.
Yeah.
So, I guess we can set it up tentatively, and then if you find out something doesn't work, we can maybe do a conference.
Well, I'm pretty sure it'll work for me.
It should work for me, too.
Even if there's only... Even if not all of us can make it, I think it'd be worth thinking about. So.
But the more the better, because I think she'd like to do some board switching kind of stuff, and just kind of, so we're all getting on the same page. Yeah.
Okay. Next item, administrative reports.
I sent you a ton of stuff. I don't have any additional this time, unless you have questions. For me, just onward and forward.
Do you have anything you wanted to add, Tony?
Yeah, we just did you
football
is
just
round
two. That's two, or just football?
Well, it did touch on the things there, but football, he and I talked about football, and I know we have some folks in the community interested in getting a decision made, and Tony has some ideas. I think they're a good solution for all parties, so I'll let him talk about that for next year.
Here's what I was thinking. Dr. Mann, we just talked the basketball game the other night. Received an email. There's concern sort of out there on what's, you know, if we're going to have football or not, and I had sent around a question. Junior high football, and I had sent around a questionnaire to the sixth grade parents. Sixth grade parents that would they want their boy to play football? Frankly, almost all of them did, but there was a lot of trepidation from what I was reading, and they, you know, it was. There was one that definitely didn't, and a couple others were thinking, well, they didn't, you know, maybe. So basically what I came up with was this idea here, because I'm really concerned with the size of these kids. And we have a bunch of little fifth graders that'll be sixth, that if they play against eighth, I'm not comfortable with it myself, to tell you the truth. If it had been my boy, I would probably said no. And so that's sort of kind of what I went with this. But I'm thinking that we could have a clinic type setting similar to what we had this past year, except more teaching, not worry so much about getting ready for a game, you know, more, I guess I would say, fundamentals than I actually got through. I was worried about getting plays in because I thought we were gonna have more games, and it was just difficult on the boys. So I think what I'd like to do is that. And then on number two, if you look at the bottom, I put down the projected kids for next year. We don't hardly have, you know, we got no seventh graders. Well, I should say we have one boy seventh grader. Frankly, I don't know if he's ever played football before, but I was thinking that we could let the eighth graders, if they make grades, and again, this is a proposal. We, you know, this isn't what I'm saying we're going to do, but if they can make grades, meaning no D's, then we could let them go play at Maywood. Maywood, I've talked to Mr. Benjamin over there, and he thought we could work something out. Frankly, my concern, honestly, is the same one it was this year, that we miss a ton of school when we do that. We got to get the boys out at 1:45. We drive them over, and they're going to miss school from 1:45 to the rest of the day. So we're looking at almost 2 hours of class. It had been done in the past, and that's the way it was before. Frankly, I don't know, you know, academically, I'm not wild about it, but I also understand the parents want their kids to be able to play football. The boys want to play. So I'm proposing that we put a strict grade requirement on there. These kids can't get D's. If they get a D, they can't go. Again, this is my proposal. It's not set in stone. We talked about that a little bit too. So, but that's my thought here. The kids that don't go will still have that little football clinic type thing. While the girls are playing volleyball, we'll be running a football clinic. We may even pad them up just so you're used to wearing the pads. But we will not be full contact or anything like that. That's sort of what I've got in mind. I've already talked to Maywood. You know, there's a lot of logistics we got to work out by getting a driver to get the kids there and all that. But this is kind of what I'm thinking.
And I support it. This also affects our, and he's worked on the hours. NSAA is starting to watch junior high sports pretty close, so this might necessitate a little bit of change in the PE schedule to make sure we're in compliance with the hours per year for in-class activities. I'll keep working with him on it.
Because of that, the Rule 10 situation, which it's part of the requirements, we'll have to cut down, everybody will be. They'll have to cut down, instead of 5 days a week, you gotta go four of practice. The other day will be a PE class. But like Dr. Mahan said, now the problem we're gonna have in logistics here is we're losing another 45 minutes of travel time, because that's another 45 minutes out of class time. So we are gonna have to finagle a little bit on this. I think we can do it, but you know, it's not ideal anytime you're gonna take 45 minutes to drive your kids somewhere, or 40 minutes. But, you know, again, it could be just a few kids. Could be two, three, four boys, depending on grades. I'd love to say, you know, all six of them. And again, I don't know if I'm looking at a boy here, I don't know if I mentioned names, but Chance had a, you know, he broke his leg in a, you know, like a little motorcycle accident. And I don't know if he's going to be able to play. So, anyway, that's where we are. Okay. Dr. Mahan asked me to sort of write up, and I should have titled it here. I can pass these around.
Oh, sure.
Sort of a progress report of where we are so far on our district goals. And so I put this together last week after he asked me to do that. Sorry. And I don't, you know, I guess if you want to read it now or later, just shoot me an email about, you know, what we've got going. I'm pleased with where we're going with this thing. I think things are going well, and probably, like always, not as well as I wish it had gone with our, you know, the new RTI, the response intervention meetings we're having, and elementary is going very well. High school, I wish it was going better, but we also have a different, for lack of a better word, clientele. We're working a little more difficult in some situations, but we're working with that. And anyway, sort of, it's on here if you want to shoot me an email or however you want to reach me. Also, I had a letter here from Mrs. Wortman, and I don't, that she's retiring. I think everybody knew that anyway. But her last day will be the 15th. She's going to come back for a couple weeks after break. And this is just a letter to the board. I can get you Dr. Mahan to pass around or make copies of. I believe it's just a thank you type thing. And I'm in the process this week of, you know, we've got a lot of people out with pregnancies and stuff, so I'll be hiring, we'll be hiring a couple of paras to take over Mrs. Wortman's spot, and then Mrs. Messersmith, she'll be going too. And we've got a couple of other teachers, pregnancy, Mrs. Kular, Mrs. Sullivan, but I'll be taking care of the para stuff this week before we take off for break. And I think that's all.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, discussion on that? Okay. Move on to the consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Dexter moves to approve the consent agenda as presented. Marion seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Okay, moving on, we've got item 6B, approve local substitutes.
Our pool is getting slim, and Marion's has rose to the occasion, and a hand abroad has come in and fill out information, and we're taking care of all the necessary paperwork, and I recommend the board approve them, please.
I'd move to approve the listed substitute teachers.
Second.
Danny
Strachner,
the son
of
Charlie?
Yes.
That's what I understand.
Okay.
His is a regular son. Yeah.
The only one I knew was Charlie, and I didn't
And
think
his
so.
Name is actually Charlie, but
okay.
He goes by Dan.
I didn't think he
was. He's actually my neighbor now.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So if you see vehicles over there next to me, it's him, so.
Okay.
He's actually certified in art.
Really?
Cool. Okay, Toby moves to approve the listed substitute teachers. Dexter seconds. Vicki?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Marion? Toby?
Yes.
And Dexter?
Yes. 6C, approved 2014-15 fiscal audit.
Last month I presented it to you and explained what we were doing to remedy the deficiencies. There's not a lot you can do with such a small staff, but it's now you have to be dead a month. If you have any questions for me, I'll be glad to answer them. Otherwise, I'd like for it to be approved for the record.
I move to approve the 2014-15 fiscal audit.
I'll second. Aaron moves to approve the 2014-15 physical audit. Andrea seconds. Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
6D, approve the district technology plan for 16-17.
This is an annual or biannual event. You have to have a technology plan in place with the state, and it's time to have that approved. We have assistance with the writing of it so that it matches what the E-rate requirements are, so I would recommend you approve it, please.
Okay.
I would move to approve the district technology plan for 2016-17.
Second.
Dexter moves to approve the district technology plan for 2016-17. Aaron seconds. Marion?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes.
6E, approve PLC conference for 4 teachers and 1 administrator.
Yes, we have in our board goals we set this summer. You've had a number of teachers go in the past. This will take, if we get 4 teachers to go, that will be a big chunk of the staff to go on. A lot of the schools in ESU have been sending people. In the past, ESU has sent a crew a year. I think Mr. Primavera, Mrs. Kular went last. Somebody went besides her, maybe went last.
Just 2 of us.
Last February. I'd like to get as many people attending so that it plays into the RTI and everything that we want to do to help students advance. And I guess I'd like for you to consider we have quite a bit of federal money from to pay for this, so it would not come out of general funds. It would be the federal Title I. Improvement, No Child Left Behind Improvement Grant. And so I don't know, we have not called to get prices of flights and whatnot, but I'm guessing it would be around $1,500 per person, I'm thinking. And we have like $14,000 in the Title I Improvement Grant.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Accountability,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, accountability. And that part of our accountability rationale for spending the money is to help improve student performance, and that's tied to teacher training, and this is part of teacher training. So, I don't know, the board has not had to fund it before, so I don't know if the board's comfortable with that or not.
So I'd move to approve 4 teachers and 1 administrator. In the PLC conference.
Second.
Thank you.
Dexter moves to approve 4 teachers and 1 administrator to attend the PLC conference. Aaron seconds. Andrea, yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Accountability. We talked about the workmen's earlier. Their reception is 4 o'clock to 6:30, I think. Then you have the program at 7. I talked a little bit to the ladies in the office about offering them or presenting them. We got them a nice gift, a retirement gift. And I'd kind of like to know when you are going to be there so that we kind of had that little formal presentation. We'll just stop, you know, get everybody's attention and present that to them at that time. So if you give me an idea about when you might be there, I'll make sure I'm there and we do the gang whistle and get everybody together and present it to them. But, you know, he said, he kiddingly said, you know, you don't have to do anything for me. I said, I would be derelict in my duties if we did not send you, give you a big send-off, because that's what you do. I mean, you put all these years in, and you deserve this, and you're going to get it. So anyway.
The 17th,
that's Thursday.
Thursday.
So can you give me some idea, 5 or 5:30, or is that too early, 6?
Six work for.
It's fine with me.
With 6? Okay, I'll let them know that we'll stop the ceremony or whatever's going on and have a little ceremony at that time. Then, do any of you want to give a little talk or anything? Who maybe had him over the years or?
I could tell some good stories.
This is your chance. He's been great to work with since I've been here. I fully respect the guy, so I don't know. It might be interesting for me to hear some of these stories. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we'll just congratulate him.
Okay. All righty.
He probably would come back with some stories.
I hear it. Now he might pull some back out for his on his side for you. All right. We'll see you then. That's
okay.
All I have, Mr. President.
Okay. Next item 6F, consideration of superintendent contract renewal. We want to table that for now. Is that how we want to do that? Okay. Move to table it till the next. Is that how we do that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'd move to table the consideration of superintendent contract renewal.
The insurance package down there, they're no longer carrying school insurance, so we're seeking bids and we'll see what happens with the amount and the due date.
Are you going to have a specific date or just till January meeting or just
what's that?
Yeah, we could put it till January meeting. That's
tabling?
Yeah.
Oh, you put it on the table, stay there indefinitely.
Well, you can just leave it on there.
You never have to pull it off. It can be there for in perpetuity.
Okay. Dexter second? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Aaron moves to table the consideration of superintendent contract renewal. Dexter seconds. Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
The board member workshop?
Yes, January 27th. That's the big one we have in Trenton with ESU 15 and 16 combined. Mm-hmm. And you folks, I guess, have gone there before.
Is it in North Platte?
What's that?
It's in North Platte.
I think this one's in North Platte.
Oh.
It's done by the ESU, but it's in North Platte,
I think.
Okay, and the brochure would tell you. I thought he said it was Trenton. I just gave this brochure to her to look
no, it's
at,
in North so. Platte, yeah.
Okay, North Platte. I stand corrected. Pardon me. We can either carpool or you can turn in mileage or whatever you want to do.
Okay. And the state maintenance yard offer.
Yes, I wondered, I was counting on Mrs. Richard, Andrea Richards, to help me because she's on the economic. As I understand it, the state moved it down to, I think, Juanita, the state yard.
Palisade.
And so they'd likely have look at this as being a facility to bring in industry or some type of business. And that's all I know about it.
My understanding is they're not in need of that property anymore. Mm-hmm. And so they're offering it to other political subdivisions. So the county, the school, the village get first consideration for it. And then if none of them are interested in it, then it goes to private sales. I know that if it went to private sales, there would be a lot of people interested in it, but I don't know if the school has a need for it at all.
Well, someday it might, and I'm a newcomer, but just my first impressions, it might be nice, something for buses and vehicles coverage, but I'm not measured the facility or anything like that, so I can't really speak to it, but someday you may want to look at a bus barn down the road. Just my initial reaction, and I have no idea if this facility would serve that or not.
Just browsing through this too, I believe that the county has been talking to them about when is this going to be available, and so I don't know if they have a specific need for it or if they are going to own it and rent it out. I know there's a lot of legal stuff about what they can and can't do as far as the property that they own, but maybe it wouldn't be worth talking to them and seeing if they had a specific purpose for it or not, or if we could co-use it or something. I don't know.
Do something with the county or in village.
I think what had originally been talked about through the economic development thing was for the county to maybe buy it and hopefully entice someone to come in and put a business in there, and then let them eventually.
I would say that'd be the most helpful to us, but I understand,
But Leon's gone now, and he was kind of big in pushing that, so I don't know what will happen when you worry about two new commissioners in there.
So I guess it just, we need to let them know
like
by January 22nd.
So we'd have another board meeting.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if we might need to appoint someone or a small committee or something to look into that and see if there's.
I mean, you got to kind of communicate with the.
Yeah.
County too, I guess.
Well, I'd say put a note, you know, definitely for the next meeting to we can discuss that further and see. You know,
I think our meeting will be the 11th and then the commissioner's meeting will be the 12th in January, I think is how that'll work. Because of the. Well, theirs is the second Tuesday, so it's not always the day after ours. Like tomorrow, it's not. But.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Come on.
And I'll be in the courthouse on Wednesday too, so I can let Sue know that maybe we would be interested in sitting down with a group or whatever from the county and working something out. I don't know. I can talk to her about it when I'm there.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
I did want to review. I sent in a note about the bus grant. There's an EPA grant. We'll know this Friday whether we're in the running for it or not. Then I'll get with Greg. We'll talk about prices and figures and whatnot to see if the board's interested in pursuing that. And as I understand it from Greg, the engines and the drivetrain are not really the major issue. It's the chassis that gets beat to death on the roads out here. So that would be our main impetus for looking at a replacement.
Okay. All right, and then of course some future agenda items. We've got, you know, wrapping up another year here, so we'll have to select officers, committee appointments, bank, newspaper, all those things. Next meeting is January 11th.
Quick thing on the committee.
Sure.
The committees used to be a little bit more spread out than what they are. Mr. Howard kind of combined some things. And I don't know, with the way the committees are set up, if we might want to spread them.
Get more people on, you mean more?
Well, I'm saying, you know, because you're just kind of bunched in and you're kind of stuck in like three or
the same people on the same one.
Where if you split them back out again, you can kind of mix up a little bit, if that makes sense. I don't know. That's something to think about. I mean, whatever you guys want to do. But not that you have, I mean, you don't have a ton of meetings. Mm-hmm. The like negotiations and calendar committee, I mean, some of those.
Can we change that when we put the committees together? I mean,
Yeah. I just wanted
change
to
change the actual committees when we.
So you could be thinking about it.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Fine with me. I don't know what they were before, I guess, but.
Well, instead of, well, see, the transportation was by itself, building and grounds was by itself,
nice.
Finance was by itself, and so there were several different committees. You know.
Instead of three, there was like six, probably.
I can look at maybe look up some history and get with the president before the meeting and come with some recommendations on different committees. And would you like to, you sign up for it then in January or
yeah, you can just
you pass around the sheet, people
line
okay. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I think that's fine. So. On for the next meeting, we wanting to keep it at 7 o'clock. Then, so it worked for everybody. Okay. All right. Well, next meeting will be the 11th at 7 o'clock. Meeting's adjourned. It's 7:33.
Do you have your paperwork?